We still stay with the ECG. The public have been asked to report any official of ECG who demands money or favors from customers before attending to them. The PR of Electricity Company of Ghana in charge of Accra East, Eric Asante, who stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana, said it is against the rules and regulations of the company for any worker to extort money from any individual who calls at the office for assistance.
It is not right. It is not proper. It is not professional. Anybody who does that, please, you can even report the person. Just tell them the time you visited the customer service center and when you reported the fault and when you were asked to pay any amount. When we meant fault, we are for free. We don't take any amount. What is happening is that most of our customers are also not helping in this regard. When you asked to pay something in respect of a fault, you would have the right to resist or report such person to the appropriate quarters. It is.
But are you able to tell me the number of these staff that are going on because of this?
No, I would not be instantly able to do that, but I can check and you have the records later. But it is quite.
Yeah. But the people who lodge this complaint to us said sometimes it's not necessarily physical money, but it's just they said they need transport. They don't have to go and see the problem or the challenge that the customer is reporting.
For ECG, all the services that we render are vehicles available for them to use in this.
Mr. Asante confirmed that workers of ECG are not happy about the removal of the managing director, Reverend Hatton Mensah. According to him, most of the workers are asking that he be reinstated.
Since Friday, there has been a spontaneous reaction from all our regional offices expressing displeasure, dissatisfaction about the managing director who has been released on his post and reassigned to the Ministry of Energy. So that is the general consensus now. And most of us are in red bands and are expressing this satisfaction through the hanging of red bands and expressing our displeasure. It makes it look as if whatever situation we find ourselves now is as a result of the non-performance of the managing director. And that is what the staff are saying. They are saying that if it is a non-performance, then that is not supposed to be, because ECG can only distribute what it gets from Ghana Grid Company, and what we get is what we give. We cannot give what we don't have, and that is the bottom line.
So, yes, you are not happy, but it's like some of them, instead of them using their working hours to work, they are in there demonstrating.
Initially, what happened was that they expressed this displeasure in the early hours of the morning, and after that, now everybody has gone back to work. If you come to the Accra West region where I am the PR here, you can't come and see for yourself. Everybody start post and contributing his quota to the development of Mother Ghana. And for other regions where they did in Accra East branch of the ECG, the staff are also at post now. It was just in the early hours of the day when they expressed this displeasure. That is not as if they are on a sit-down strike. They are not working. Most workers are at post as I speak to you.
That was the PRO of Accra East ECG, Eric Asante.
Meanwhile, the Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Aitu Zazim, has kicked against the practice where service providers such as ECG and the Ghana Water Company demand money from people who lodge complaints with them before they are attended to. He said it is absolutely wrong to demand money or transport fares from complainants because it is the duty of service providers to attend to customers should they complain about any challenge in an attempt to access the services they provide. Mr. Azim stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana.
Well, the practice is wrong, especially with water company, the utility provider, water company and ECG. You pay them to connect to your house, and then you pay them on a monthly basis for rendering the service, delivering power and water to your house. So, for example, water pipe bags. One, there's wastage of treated water, so the company is losing water that it has treated. Secondly, you have paid them for the service and you continue to pay them for the service. So it's their responsibility to come and repair it so that you continue to have clean water. They have no basis for asking you to give them money or provide them with means of transport to come and repair the thing. I can understand with the police, sometimes if you go to rural police agencies, they either may not have a car or they have a car but they don't have money to procure, I mean, to buy fuel. And they do not charge you for their services. So in that case, sometimes you might understand with them. But for water company and electricity company, it is wrong. They have no basis to ask you for transport. They are supposed to do it.
In a situation where they demand that you provide transport before they attend to you, in such a situation, what do you expect one to do?
Well, one would expect that you write formally to the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission and make a complaint. And they expect them to do something. But of course, sometimes they too do not act. I have written at least twice to the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission complaining where I paid a contractor to connect light to my house. The pole that the contractor used for the invoice was not the one that was used when they finally did the connection. I wrote formally to them, copied to the office in Bolgatanga, and I have not heard from them. That pole has remained there. It appears that the public, the beneficiaries, are not putting pressure on these institutions, including the regulatory commissions. And so sometimes they just ignore us, and we need to be able to stand up and demand that they do the right thing.
Mr. Azim, sometimes we talk, and it's like our officials do not sit up. Beyond this talking, what do you expect the public to do?
Well, you see, we are in a democracy. We are a civilized society. Sometimes people take the law into their hands and damage properties, which is wrong. Because when you do that, you even worsen the capacity of those agencies to provide you with quality service. So I would never advise that you take the law into your own hands, and at worst, you can go on a peaceful demonstration and go and present a petition to the authorities. And then you expect the authorities to act. But sometimes the authority does not act, or they act, but they don't even inform the people that have made a complaint that they have acted. And so you go away with the feeling that, oh, it means even reporting to the authorities, you've got nothing out of it. But then we still have to continue to use the civilized methods of making our complaint. You complain first to the head of that institution, like you complain to the district boss. If you have complained to the plumber to come and make the connection and he doesn't, you complain to the district boss. If the district boss doesn't do it, you take it up with the regional boss. And you go up like that, get to the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, and then finally maybe to the overall boss of this country.